Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
On this episode of ID the Future, we're highlighting a short clip of Senior Fellow Dr. Paul Nelson at the 2006 Intelligent Design Under Fire Conference, where he talks about the debate over intelligent design and whether it is a scientific debate or a religious debate. Nelson explains that Darwinists claim that ID is religion, but they routinely address the theory as science in their efforts to respond to the scientific case that design scientists are making.
I want to recapitulate Jim's remark and then respond to it. He said, why are we having this debate at Biola in what he implied was a religious setting? Why isn't this debate going on in a scientific setting? And I'm waiting on my slide. While I'm waiting on it, I'll give you a story. In October last year, I was in Washington, D.C. To speak at the American Enterprise Institute, and I went to the American Association for the Advancement of Science building, which is the largest organization of scientists in the country, to hear a scientist from Caltech named Chris Adami. And the room was jammed. The auditorium was jammed, very much like this room is tonight. And Chris Adami was describing an experiment that he and Richard Lenski and some colleagues published in Nature, one of the very journals that Jim mentioned, next to Science, the most prestigious science journal in the world. This experiment, which I'm sorry, that's not slide 29. Could you give me slide 30, please? Yes, thank you. This is the experiment he was describing, published in Nature, a major paper. And that night, Chris said, I want to tell you why I began this research project. And he flashed up a slide of the cover of Darwin's Black Box. He said, Mike Behe has made an argument about the nature of living things, namely that they have these irreducibly complex properties. This is a fascinating argument, and I want to respond to it as a scientist. So he and Lenski and his colleagues wrote a computer program to try to evolve, via Darwinian mechanisms, apparently irreducibly complex instruction sets. Now, the AAAS videotaped that speech. It was clear that that night, Chris Adami's research was to respond to the scientific case that Mike Behe was making. In detail. The whole context of his research was to do that. And this paper, published in Nature, was to do that. Can you advance it one step? This is the opening sentence of the abstract. A long-standing challenge to evolutionary theory has been whether it can explain the origin of complex organismal features. Now, notice the verb here. It's a passive. Who is raising that long-standing challenge? Well, it wasn't Chris Adami. It was Mike Behe. It was the people on this panel. Now, here's why this is weird. There's a funny kind of asymmetry with respect to intelligent design in the scientific literature. It's perfectly possible to critique intelligent design and to publish papers like this in Nature. But Mike Behe would have a very hard time getting one of his own papers in, making a case for irreducible complexity in the same journal. Now that, I think, is like playing a game of softball with two sets of rules, one for the home team, one for the visitors. The debate about intelligent design has been joined in the scientific literature. One of the papers that Bruce Weber put up from Science just a couple of weeks ago, Chris Adami wrote a commentary, a News and Views commentary about that paper. The title of that commentary was Reducible Complexity. And the whole argument of his commentary was, we now have evidence to answer Mike Behe's case about irreducible complexity. So this is the other most prestigious journal in the world, making a case against irreducible complexity. So you can see that a debate has been joined in the scientific literature about intelligent design. It's already going on, but there's this funny set of rules. One set of rules for the home team, one set of rules for the visitors. I look forward to the day when Mike can make his case in the same journals the way his critics can. Thank you.
The full video of this conference, Intelligent Design Under Fire, Experts Cross-Examine the Top ID Proponents, is available from the Access Research Network at arn.org. For more information about the scientific evidence supporting the emerging theory of intelligent design, please visit discovery.org/CSC. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.